Vavabasa Perakemish Nazayan. Ha Moicher Peris Lachavir. A person sells fruits to his friend. And this is dealing with, the Rav says, in Rishus Arabim. Moshach Veloy Madad Kona. If Meshicha is done, Meshicha, by the way, is not the preferred method of Kinyan by Metaltel, and it's always Hagbah, raising something. Meshicha is when you're taking it, drawing it to yourself. We've had in the previous Mishnayos how Meshicha works, the Kinyan Meshicha. Meshicha is done, but you didn't measure it. The purchaser is still Kona. Meshicha is not done in Rishus Arabim. The purchaser took it to a Simta. We took it to a Chatzar that belonged to both of them. A more private area. That itself, you're Kona, even though you didn't measure. Now, it has to be, the Rav says, that there was some type of agreement in price per, let's say it was a price per weight. Every pound is a dollar. You just didn't measure how many pounds it was. Let's say that example. So in that case, since there was some type of agreement in price, you just didn't measure it yet, you're still Kaina, and you can't be Choser. But if there was no agreement in price, then the guy can still rip you off. Then obviously the buyer didn't intend when he did Meshicha that he should be Kainit yet. So therefore you're not Kaina. Modad veloy mashach, but if it's vice versa, where there was a measurement that took place. Now the way they did measurements, the seller would take the kli of the buyer. So let's say he had a basket that he took. So the seller would take that and measure it where he was in Rishus Arabim. And you would think, well, maybe the buyer would be Kaina because he's putting it in the buyer's kli, which is a din of like a person's chatzar. So for that, there's a klal, ein kalim, shal adam kainim lo Rishus Arabim. A person's kalim cannot acquire things for him in Rishus Arabim. And it also can't be in the seller's Rishus. So therefore, even though it was put in his kli to measure, since Meshicha wasn't done, he was not Kaina. But if the buyer was a wise person and he wanted to purchase it right there and then, he can rent out the place of the mocher, if we're dealing with Rishus Balam. Because there, if he's now renting out and he owns that area, and now the seller measures it with the kalim in that area that he now is renting, then he does acquire it right there, right when he measures it in his kli. Mishnah continues, Halokeach pishtan mechaveru. Person buys flax from his friend. Now, flax was not so heavy. The best way to be kind of flax is with hagbah, and you would actually need to be kind of with hagbah. In this case, you're not kind of until you do hagbah. Hagbah would be the first thing you did, and then agav, you did hagbah, you would take it from place to place. But it means, the Rav says hagbah, you'd have to raise it up. And that's how you're kind of pishtan, not meshicha. And if the pishtan, the flax, was still connected to the ground, and you plucked a small amount, you were kind of all the pishtan. So here you have a machlokes rishonim. The way the Rambam learns is the following. The way you're acquiring the rest of the pishtan that's here, now pishtan, there's a concept like we had in Kiddushin, anything that stands to be detached is as if it's detached, so it's not mechubar. So really, the rest of the pishtan, you should have to do hagbah to it as well. Just because you take off one little piece, you didn't acquire the rest. So how can you acquire the rest? So the way the Rambam learns is that what's happening is here is that the seller is telling you, he's hiring you to do work for him. What work are you doing for him? The work that you're doing for him is plucking this small little stalk of flax. And now that you're doing work for him, he has to pay you. How does he pay you? He pays you by giving you the land that's underneath the pishtan. And when you're kind of the land under the pishtan, agav, that you're kind of the land, you also are kind of what grows above the land.
Which is metatlin, because you're allowed to be kind of metatlin, agav, that you're kind of karka below it.
So it's a few step process, but really, he's just hiring you to do something, and then that pay, the pay he's going to give you is the land, and once you own the land, you own what's above it. And l'chara, I would think, that would mean that lav dafka, that you have to actually pluck pishtan. You can do anything. If he tells you to go fix a tire, or whatever he tells you to do, and through that, he's going to give you land, because kesef can acquire property. And when we say kesef, we mean even sweat equity, the work that you're doing, that he's got to now pay you. There's a value that you're giving him by doing the work. He now pays you back with the land that he can do. And then through that land, agav the land, you own the pishtan. However, the Rashbam learns that it's not agav that you're kona the karka through this kesef, meaning the sweat equity. Rather, you're kona the karka through a din chazaka, the chazaka of you plucking the stalk of flax. And the Rashbam learns that you don't even have to say kolaymid litlosh is ketalar shtami. You don't have to look at the flax that stands to be removed as already removed. You can be part of the karka itself, and you're doing a chazaka here on the karka, so you acquire the karka, the land, and you acquire the things that are attached to the land, like the rest of the pishlan. And according to the Rashbam, it would make sense why dafka you have to pluck from this very area, because that's how you're acquiring it, with a chazaka, with this area. I'm not sure, though, why it makes a difference whether you say, that something that stands to be plucked is as if it's separate, even if it's part of the ground, whether you hold it that or not. If you hold it, it's part of the ground. Both Rishonim learn that once you acquire the karka, you're going to acquire anything that's on top of it. Whether even if it's metaltalin, agav, you acquire karka, you always acquire metaltalin that's on the karka. And if it's attached to the ground, then it's attached to the ground, and you're acquiring it anyway by acquiring the karka. So I'm not sure what the difference would be anyway, why that has to be brought up. But nevertheless, those are the two differences on how this is working.